Good morning, everybody, and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. Well, here on this Saturday morning, we're going to talk about a current event that will be happening next Saturday on the 18th of April, and it is the inaugural City of Wilmore Coaster Car Derby, kind of like a soapbox derby. With me, we're going to talk to Robbie Gullett and John Weisenhofer, who is heading up this project, a fun event that will be taking place next Saturday morning in Wilmore. We'll talk to Robbie and John right after this word from our sponsor.
Neighbor, I buy my cars and trucks at Sutherland Chevrolet right here in Nicholasville because I know who they are. They've been in business here since 1925, and they're always honest and ethical. This is a hometown dealership. No high-pressure sales tactics, no lot lizards, no sleazy come-ons. Just local people treating you the way they'd like to be treated when buying a car or truck. Sutherland Chevrolet at 1060 North Main Street in Nicholasville. A different kind of automobile dealership.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. We are here this Saturday morning talking about some current events in our county. As we told you last week, it's not all just about past things that happen in Jessamine County. The name of the program is All Things Jessamine, and that is exactly what it means. We're all things, current and past. And one of the current events that's going to be coming up next week on the 18th of April is a coaster car derby. Now, some of you may have seen the one in Nicholasville, but this one is actually going to take place in Wilmore. And with me today, I have two guests. I have first Rob Gullett of Gullett & Grayson Attorneys at Law here in Nicholasville, and John Weisenhofer with Keller Williams Greater Lexington Realty. John and Rob, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Well, we're going to talk about coaster cars, and some people might know exactly what we're talking about. Some people may not. So why don't we start by just explaining what is a coaster car?
Sure. A coaster car, more commonly is referred to as a soapbox derby car. We're calling them coaster cars. Essentially, they are large cars built for children to ride down the hill. They are powered exclusively by gravity. There is no motor, and they're a whole lot of fun for children.
There is a brake.
There is a brake, and there is a brake.
Okay.
There is a brake, and there are steering mechanisms in all the cars.
Now, are there different kinds of, and you're right, soapbox, I think, is probably how most people would identify. Are there different kinds that you can make? How does that come?
There are. Especially with our races, we're doing two different divisions. One is for home-built cars, and one is for kit cars. Mm-hmm. Kit cars are made from the All-American Soapbox Derby kits. There is stock, super stock, and Scotty kits. All of those can be found on the All-American Soapbox Derby website. And then in addition to that, we're doing home-built cars, which are essentially anything you can throw together so long as it's got four wheels, mm-hmm. a brake, and a steering mechanism.
And I'm assuming you all check these when they first come in to make sure it's not something that's going to get somebody hurt.
Absolutely. We have an inspection period that starts off, I believe the inspection started at 11 a.m. this mm-hmm. year. And those will go for about 2 hours for us to weigh the cars,
right.
Weigh the children as well, because there's a max weight limit for the kit cars, and then to inspect all the cars to make sure they have braking and steering
right.
mechanisms.
Now, you've done this in Nicholasville, what, a couple years? Tell us about the Nicholasville Derby that's been on York Street.
Sure. The Nicholasville now has been sponsoring the Soapbox Derby for the last 3 years. I've been involved with it for the last 2 years. Patrick Pinkston, who was a friend of mine, got me involved 2 years ago, and we ran with it and did everything we could to promote it and to get it going. And it has run 3 years now, and last year was probably one of the biggest years, mm-hmm. and I think probably the most successful.
You say Nicholasville now. Did this idea just all of a sudden blossom out of somebody's head? Where did it come from?
You know, I don't entirely know. I wasn't involved with it the first year. I actually believe that a gentleman by the name of Burke Grayson came up with it, who mm-hmm. happens to be my uncle. He was on the board of Nicholasville now. He approached Tanya Coleman, who's the director. They came up with this idea. They got Toyota and Scion on Nicholasville to sponsor it, and they ran with it for a year, and then after that it was taken over by Century 21 and Pat Pinkston.
And just gotten bigger every year.
It has gotten bigger every year, absolutely. The first year I think that there were five competitors, and last year we had over 15.
And it's gotten so big that you're now expanding, and that's kind of what we want to touch on today, John and Robbie, is the fact that next Saturday, a week from today, you're going to have the inaugural run in Wilmore. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're very excited. We worked with a few different agencies in Wilmore. We worked with the Wilmore Community Development Board and the Wilmore Parks and Rec, and we designed an amazing course that's going to be running the gauntlet, if you will, down Main Street. We'll be going from the old post office there on Maple and Main all the way down Main Street to City Hall, passing all the beautiful businesses and historic buildings all through Main Street.
I will ask this question jointly to you and Robbie as far as Wilmore and Nicholasville. Why do this? What's the purpose? What do we gain out of this other than kids having a little fun? I'm sure that's one of the great purposes, but there's got to be more.
Well, Nicholasville now, as well as the Wilmore Community Development Board, both of those organizations are, if I recall correctly, a certified Main Street program. Mm-hmm. Both of those programs are designed to promote businesses in the historic downtown districts and to do everything we can to encourage business and investment in those districts. Mm-hmm. So part of this is designed not just at children having fun, but also at giving people the opportunity to come downtown, to spend a few dollars in our local restaurants and our local retailers, and to see what downtown has to offer. Most people just sort of pass through Nicholasville's downtown or bypass it altogether. Mm-hmm. Wilmore is not a Wilmore's Main Street is not a state highway, so most people don't even go see downtown Wilmore at all. So this is a great opportunity for people to come down, see downtown, and spend a few dollars.
And this, unlike Nicholasville, is on Wilmore, is right on Main Street. It's going right through the downtown area, correct?
Truly it is. It's right on Main Street, as I said. You have all the historic downtown buildings right there to your right and left as the kids go down. It'll be fantastic.
And what's nice about that street is it's built with the grade kind of for this thing. It's nothing you got to try to find a street like you did with York, where you got to find the fall for the grab. The Main Street in Wilmore's just perfect for that.
When Rob and I originally discussed about the possibilities of expanding this, going to different areas, when we thought of Main Street Wilmore, I mean, we truly started salivating. It is a perfect road for this event.
Where exactly will it start?
The corner of Maple and Main.
Okay.
The intersection, actually. It's right where the post office is.
Right.
And they'll be going straight down the hill. You'll be passing, I guess it'd be Jose's there. You'll be Taste Buds, the pharmacy, I mean, everything.
Right.
You'll go right through that. You'll be finishing right around the City Hall portion.
Okay. Right before you get to the tracks.
Before the City Hall.
Yes, yeah, the parking lot is there. And that's a great stretch. And it's not too long. I mean, it's kind of, like you said, it's kind of built for this, if you want to think about it in that regard. Do you know how many participants that you had last time in Nicholasville?
I think we had around 15 participants last year. We're hoping to get that same number and more. Mm-hmm. We really have been promoting this a lot through our Facebook page, which you can find if you search on Facebook, the City of Wilmore Coaster Car Derby. And we've got well over 100 likes on that page, and there's a lot of people who are very interested.
Are you finding more people are enjoying building it homemade or more kits?
You know, most people seem to like the kits, and most people like the kits for a couple of reasons. The first of all, the kits come with instructions.
Right.
So there's not a lot of guesswork. You know exactly where to put the screws. You know exactly where to attach the wheels. There is no guesswork. The other reason that most people like the kits is that the kit cars will actually run from a greater distance and will run at a greater speed. The homemade cars, because there is so much variance from one car to another, we have to run them at a slower speed and over a shorter distance. We know that the kit cars can stop on a dime. We're not always confident that some of the homemade cars will, so we have to put extra precautions in place to make sure that those cars can get stopped and we don't get anybody in an injury situation.
And hence the reason you run these separately, so it would be fair.
Absolutely.
Apples to apples sort of deal. John, what's the cost? If somebody wants to get into this and they want to participate and they want to, I'm not talking about how much does it cost to buy a kit. I'm talking about they get a hold of you guys and say, I want to put a car in this. Does it cost me anything?
Zero cost.
Really?
All they need to do is show up at 11 a.m., sign up there, do some waivers, follow all the inspection stuff that Rob and I have them do, and they're good to go to start racing at 1:30.
So no cost to them at all, and this is basically a free, if you will, event that you guys are putting on for the enjoyment of not only the entrants, but the spectators too, because I'm sure it is a lot of excitement watching these vehicles, and hopefully no side bets going on anywhere down through through the area, but I'm sure up here in Nicholasville probably were.
Yeah, I doubt you'll get any of that in Wilmore, but it's actually, we usually have about twice as many spectators mm-hmm. as we do have participants. Mm-hmm. Many of those spectators don't have children in the event. They right. simply come to watch. They think it's a fun event. We have a big 8-foot by 8-foot tall race board that shows the race results mm-hmm. and that the children get their pictures taken with at the end. It's a good time. It's a whole lot of fun. And this year we're going to have an enormous finish line that's going to drape the finish line. So it'll be a neat event, and I think kids are really going to enjoy it.
Now, this is going to be, again, on the 18th of April, and as you said, John, we'll show up at 11 o'clock. Show up at the post office area. Is that where you're staging everything?
Yeah, it will probably, the best bet would be to park there in the church parking lot, not far off the Methodist church.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that would probably be the best bet, would be to park there.
Yeah.
Main Street will be closed from basically the post office to right there at City Hall. So that's probably the best place to park, and then to start walking down towards City Hall, and eventually you'll see us. We'll be set up somewhere between City Hall and the post office.
You're going to have a guest starter?
We are not going to have a guest starter. We are going to have a guest announcer or MC.
Cool.
The MC will be the Judge Executive David West.
Yeah.
He MC'd the race last year in Nicholasville, and he'll be doing it again this year.
Good, good. You need to get some people in some cars, like Harold Rainwater and some of those people. Actually, if you could do maybe a celebrity run.
Well, I would love to say that that is possible. The unfortunate side of these cars is
they're too big.
They are built for children. I can tell you, I've tried on more than one occasion to get into mine, and I cannot do it. So if I can't do it, I don't know that I'll be able to get the mayor in.
Well, maybe for the mayor and some others down there in that area, that you could maybe you could do the bed. Race for them, you know, attach the wheels to a four poster and just shove them down the hill on a queen size or something.
Absolutely.
It would be a good comedy relief anyway, I'm sure.
That'd be difficult to work out the braking mechanism.
Well, it could. But, you know, they just let them go. They'll go across the tracks, end up down at Glass's Mill, and take a dip. You know? So this car derby, again, for anybody that is interested, it's called the City of Wilmore Coaster Car Derby, and you say there is a Facebook page just that. That's the title?
I believe so.
And there will be information, I'm sure, on this page. Is this the place where they can take down rules and things like that? Will those be posted there?
Yes, they will be posted on the derby, on the Facebook page. I can tell you the rules are pretty simple. Essentially, the rules are that a homemade car can be anything that you mm-hmm. can put together with four wheels, a steering wheel, and a braking mechanism. And then for the kit cars, those are simply made from the All-American Soapbox Derby kits. And as long as the child plus car weigh less than 200 pounds, you're good to go.
Good to go. That's the magic weight, 200,
200.
For a total for both.
Car and driver. We weigh both the car and the driver separately.
Okay. Is there any other way that they could get information if they need it other than the Facebook, or is that basically the best?
That's the best way, but you can always contact myself or John here. We'll be happy to provide our email addresses, which I believe are actually listed on the Facebook page as
well. Okay. Well, maybe that's the best thing. Go to Facebook, like the page, and look for the email if you have particular questions about that. And you know something I was just sitting here thinking about, too, and I'm assuming this would be okay if anybody in town wants to get involved with this and happens to know a business owner, to ask if they would be willing to sponsor them or something. I'm assuming that's allowed if they wanted to, for instance, have Big John's Tire Company put their logo on the side. They can do that. Is that right?
Absolutely. In fact, most of the cars that have run the last 3 years have been cars that have been sponsored by businesses.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Tommy Cobb over at Town Square Bank, mm-hmm. they have had a car in the last three runs. And in fact, Tommy's car won last year at the Nicholasville Derby. So, yes, most of the cars, in fact, are sponsored by businesses.
Okay.
And it has been, it was a really great idea that Pat had. He actually had it arranged so that he used it as a marketing tool.
Right.
He raffled off the driver's seat to his car. It was a great way for him as a business to get some new names and get associated with some new new folks.
That's a good idea. That is a good idea. Excellent idea. Okay, well, we want to remind everybody this event takes place on April 18th. That's a week from today, and be at 11 o'clock, and you will start the races at... what time?
1:30.
At 1:30, so there's plenty of time for you to get there and get weighed in, but it is very important that you do that. You can't just show up at 1:30 and say, I'm ready to go. You have to be weighed in. There's waivers you have to sign. We want to make sure, far and foremost, that everybody's safe. That's the absolute top priority. Second would be to have fun, of course. That'll be a big event that we hope will continue on. Now, you're still going to do the Nicholasville Derby, is that correct?
That's correct. We will be doing the Nicholasville Derby. We've already started planning with Nicholasville now to get that Derby underway. That Derby is going to be sometime in September or October. Okay. We don't have an exact date nailed down. I think we're looking for September, though. And there'll be more information on that coming once this Derby is concluded.
Is it just you two doing all the work?
No, it is not just us two. In Wilmore, we have the Wilmore Community Development Board, which consists of Judy Woolams and the Parks and Rec Department down there, which is Amy Fitch.
Right.
And so we have all been doing this jointly. And in Nicholasville, it's Tanya Coleman, who is the director of the Nicholasville Now, and a few of the other board members there who are also involved in the Nicholasville Now.
Well, the reason I ask that, if there's anybody in Wilmore that may just say, hey, I'd be able to volunteer you guys to help to do anything you'd like, they can contact you on Facebook. And
Absolutely. Volunteers are needed.
Without doubt, we already have a Wilmore staple, Denise Adams, who is
principal
for, at the Providence School for years. Close friend of mine. She's actually a volunteered as well, so we're gonna put her to work that day.
Good.
So, but piggybacking on what Rob was saying about working with Amy Fitch and Judy Woolams, they actually worked it out to where on that same day, April 18th, there's gonna be a car show actually going on as well. As well as on top of that, we're gonna have I believe it's like a Matchbox car display.
Yeah.
In one of the windows. Do you recall the?
I'm not sure exactly which building it is, but it will be downtown.
In historic. Do you know where the car show will be?
The car show will be in the city of Wilmore, the city hall.
Next to city hall, right. The police department.
Yes.
So where the race ends.
Without that, yes. And so all the more reason to show up at 11 a.m. as soon as possible. Get your car inspected. Then, you know, walk around, take a look at all the beautiful cars, you know, either miniature or or life size. Get a bite to eat and just come down to town at Wilmore and just hang out.
A lot of history down there. City of Wilmore Coaster Car Derby will take place next Saturday morning, the 18th of April, in Wilmore, folks. This is a brand new event down there, and we certainly hope that you will be involved. If you're interested in racing or in volunteering, you can contact John or Robbie, either one, through Facebook page, the City of Wilmore Coaster Car Derby. Find that, like the page, get some more information, or get a hold of me, and I'll hook you up with one of these two guys. We really hope you have a good crowd, and we wish you the best luck, and I appreciate you guys being here today.
Well, I want to thank Robbie and John for joining me on All Things Jessamine. Hope you go down next Saturday and participate in the Coaster Car Derby. As far as All Things Jessamine, we'll be back next Saturday at 11. Right here on Jess FM 105.9.
Neighbor, there's nothing that makes me madder than buying something today and finding a lower price tomorrow. That's why I only buy tires at Sutherland Chevrolet in Nicholasville. They have the price match guarantee. If you purchase any brand name tires from Sutherland and you see that brand available somewhere else for a cheaper price in the next 30 days, they'll refund you the difference. That's just one of the honest and ethical business practices you'll find at Sutherland Chevrolet at 1060 North Main Street in Nicholasville, a different kind of automobile dealership.